Vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit spotpet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
You or Jayla?
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
Lindsay, this morning, did you get up by 6:30 and eat 4 Kit Kats?
I had a DC equals my coffee.
I picked up the kids by 8:30, summer. I love what I get to work on. I feel excited about everything still, even the tough stuff. Do you heart? This is Lisa Barlow's AMA on Instagram. Someone asked what a day in the life of Lisa Barlow is like.
5:30 a.m. eat 4 Kit Kats, right? Is that what she said?
6:30 a.m. eat 4 Kit Kats. And it's
four
K-I-T-K-A-T apostrophe S.
Four of the
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think she means 4 bars or do you think she means 4 minis?
No, because...
4 minis. She's a mini girl. You know she's
no.
a mini girl.
You think she eats 4 mini Kit Kats?
I think she eats 4 mini Kit Kats, yeah, which probably equals 1 bar.
Because, right, if there's no way... In anyone's world, they're eating 4 like regular size Kit Kats. Not even like
she's
that just doesn't
minis.
Make sense.
No, you can eat infinite minis. That's the thing about minis.
And she wouldn't say I'm eating four Kit Kats when she means just 4 of the bars, like hat, like because you'd be eating if you eat four bars, you're eating 2 Kit Kats. That's still too much Kit Kat.
It's just a very funny image because the photo behind is a photo of Lisa Barlow, again, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and this is the face of someone who. Barely has a sense of what candy is, let alone like is able to discern between them. Like,
I mean,
this is a real like
she does have
otherworldly
idea of
stare.
What candy is. If she's eating 4 mini Kit Kats every day, like this is not just oh, this is what I did. This is like what I normally do.
The first 3 lines, I feel like the third line is a little underrated here. Get up by 6:30. New line. Eat 4 Kit Kats. New line. It really just starts immediately.
It's like a haiku like, or like a sonnet. It's honestly beautiful. I've never read anything like it in my life.
Those 4 Kit Kats are instantaneous. I think she's still under the covers when she's eating her 4
she
Kit Kats.
She keeps them like next to her
S.
bed and she like munches on them.
Ooh,
while
do you think she has them in a mini fridge?
The phone.
Could keep some cold. Keeps
oh my
them
God,
cold.
Like she has
good.
Her skincare and her mini Kit Kats.
Mm,
and maybe one
good.
DC. Oh my God, one DC in a mini fridge. That's the dream. One DC in a mini fridge.
A friend was telling me that they bought for their college dorm, they ended up like accidentally buying a wine fridge like from Home Depot or Best Buy. This is like forever ago when they were like a freshman in college and they just never got a new one. It was just too complicated to take
sure.
it back because they got a really good deal on it. So he said something like, yeah, and I only kept bottled water in it and it was always at 53 degrees because I guess you can't actually bring it below a certain temperature
in a wine
fridge. The greatest
luxury that I could ever imagine is a mini fridge next to my bed. That's constantly stocked with DC or seltzer, but I never have to stock it. Do you understand? It's a
Wait,
replenishing
what's
Diet Coke.
Oh, I had no idea what she meant for by this. I always get a break at 9 for my DC, my coffee, and
Duh.
I didn't know what that meant. Duh, Diet Coke. Oh, I call it Diet Coke. You know, I never call it DC.
Okay, but like
but I'm not
true
really
heads
a true
call
head.
It DC. That's what I'm saying is
yeah.
a small fridge that would have a DC or whatever in it and would replenish itself, I would never have to touch it except for taking out a drink. That's the dream.
That's luxury. That's real luxury.
When you take cheap shots, always expect a hangover.
Okay. I put in the doc here that I have something for you, and this has nothing to do with Lisa Barlow or Kit Kats or Diet Coke. This has to do with the headline that I saw this morning on Just Jared that says Isla Fisher. Is it Isla? Isla? Doesn't
Isla.
Matter. Isla Fisher.
Isla.
Hi, I'm Isla Fisher. I am an actress, but I also wrote, I think, a wonderful children's book called Marge in Charge, but you have to read it yourself and decide.
Isla Fisher looks pretty. In blue silk dress at G'day AAA Arts Gala 2022.
Good day.
So I clicked on this headline and I saw that the 46-year-old confessions of a shopaholic actress has struck a pose on the red carpet while arriving.
Didn't that movie come out in like 1920? Like that movie is as old as like...
It was one of the first talkies.
Ding, ding, ding with the trolley.
Mm-hmm. It was one of the first talkies.
When I was 7, most of my friends stopped believing in magic. That's when I first started. They were beautiful. They were happy. They didn't even need any money. They had magic cards. Rebecca Bloomwood, dress, Zach Posen, belt, Todd Oldham Vintage, bag, Gucci. You know that thing when you see someone cute and he smiles and your heart kind of goes like warm butter sliding down hot toast? Well, that's what it's like when I see a store.
She struck a pose on the red carpet while arriving at the, here's the full title of the event, bolded italicized 2022 G'day AAA Arts Gala hosted by G'day USA and the American Australian Association.
Okay, yes, Australia.
On Saturday evening, June 11th at the JW Marriott in Los Angeles. I clicked on the photos. There were some photos, but I was like, who went to this? And I don't want to spoil it yet, but I went to the Getty Image album with all of the photos taken at this event. And I wrote down the names of, I think I got every single person who went because I wanted to see how many were Australian. I know Isla Fisher is Australian. Everyone was pretty much Australian apart from Ron Howard was there with Brian Grazer. I'm not sure why I didn't really want to get into it. But let me go through all the Australians who were there because there's a lot. Isla Fisher, G-Flip was there. Australia's very own G-Flip was there. And then it's all mostly Australian who's that I'd never heard of, but I'm just going to read them because it's important to set the tone.
Okay.
An Australian actor named Charmaine Bingois, her husband, an Australian businessman named Clive Bingois, an actor named Catherine Hicks, an actor named Harriet Dyer, an actor named Nikki Whelan, an actor named Patrick Bramall, an actor named Ben Lawson, an actor named Ashwin Gore, an actor named Mojean Aria, an actor named Jessica McNamee, an actor named Reese Wakefield, a singer named Jess Hitchcock, a singer named Morgan Evans, you've heard of him, I think, movie producer named Bruna Papandrea, an academic named Susan Carland, her husband, who's also an academic, named Waleed Ali, a record producer named Tushar Apte, a lawyer who was the wife of the Australian ambassador to the U.S. named Elizabeth Sinodinos, an Australian chef named Monty Kuladrovic, an Australian consul general to Los Angeles, Jane Duke, an Australian creative director named Stuart Duckworth, a movie director named Philip Noyce, a director named Unju Moon, and the president of the American Australian Association, that's the AAA, John Barry. Okay. There was one stray Canadian actor named Samantha Gustad. And there was one other person there, Lindsay. According to these photos, the only other person who was photographed that I have not named, this includes, again, Brian Grazer and Ron Howard, Americans, was an actor, was a big who. And I want to play a quick game of 20 questions to see if you can guess who he is.
Oh my God, not a game. It's too early for a game. Okay.
I know, I'm sorry. You haven't had your 4 Kit Kats, but see if you can do it without them. 20 questions.
Okay.
Yes or no questions.
Does this person identify as a man?
Yes.
Is this person Australian?
No.
Okay. Would I know who they were?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Do they work in television?
Yeah.
They do.
Actually, let me confirm this. I'm pretty sure this person has been in it. Yeah. Oh, yes, of course.
Are they known for television?
I'd argue no.
Are they known for movies?
Yes.
Do they live in Australia?
Not currently. As far as I can tell, maybe they lived there for a moment. But no, they, but no.
Would you,
this event was in Los Angeles, by
would
the way.
You identify them as old?
Nope.
Okay. Do they have a famous partner?
Nope.
Are they gay?
Nope. That's 10, by the way.
Are they currently in something that is buzzy?
Arguably based on their appearance at this event, yes, but it was not buzzy to me. I did not know about it.
Damn it. How am I supposed to find this out? It's a male, straight, single, non-Australian who works in film.
I didn't say they were single. I said that they do not have a famous partner.
Okay. Okay, so.
I'm looking at their wife and I don't know who this woman is.
Okay, wife. They have a wife, but it's not a famous person.
No.
And they're known for movies, so they're not like a reality TV person.
No. You're doing well. And it's someone we've talked about many, 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 many times on Who Weekly.
Many times?
No, many, many times. He's arguably canon.
Arguably canon?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I just need to know what question I'm asking next.
You're at 12.
I know, but like, what? How do I even go from here to get narrowed down to...
Talking about like types of movies or...
Yeah, like...
Maybe subcategories of an actor's job.
Is he like a singing... Is he a singing
yes,
actor?
Yes, he is. He is a singing actor. You're right. He is.
And it's not Hugh Jackman.
It's not Hugh Jackman.
Because he was at the... He's
Australian.
He's Australian. He's a singing actor. Is he related to anyone more famous than him?
Nope.
There goes Frankie Grande. Oh, well, he's gay. So
you know what? You're kind of... You're not close, but you're not really far off either.
Okay, well... Not Matthew Morrison.
No. I'm going to say you have 5 left.
I need to ask a question. That's better. God, people at home are probably like, be better at this game.
The buzzy show that he's in right now is set in Australia, and he's playing an Australian person. I think that's why he's there. And it's a show on Peacock. Maybe that's a good hint. But you probably don't even look at Peacock. I never heard of this fucking show. Is the title of the show is a very famous TV on the radio song.
Oh, wait. Is he known... Are a lot of his movies animated?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And Isla Fisher, he's working with Isla Fisher.
Yes, he is.
Is it Josh Gad?
It's Josh Gad. I was just scrolling through this grid of people, and it was nothing but Australians I'd never heard of in my life, and then many, many Josh Gad smiling mugs. I couldn't believe it. I was like...
It's because Isla Fisher is being, like, feted, and this is the show that they're promoting that, again, you're right, Wolf Like Me, nobody is watching. Why did the TV on the radio thing give this away to me? That's the most depressing part.
I knew it would. Well, because you lived in New York. You lived in New York in 2008, okay. 2005,
I know, but, like, out of all the things, I should have gotten Josh Gad.
Anyway, Josh Gad was at the G'day USA and the American Australia Association Host 2022 G'day AAA Arts Gala. It wasn't even like celebrates Isla Fisher. It was just a gala. And because she's Australian, she was there. And because Josh Gad is in a show in which he plays an Australian person, he was there.
Does he actually play an Australian person?
Yeah, he does. He plays a single Australian dad from like Adelaide.
Wait, so Josh Gad's doing an Australian accent and we don't even this whole time and we don't even know that?
Oh, yeah. And he's doing an Australian accent to the point that... No, because I didn't really want to watch a clip. But when you search Josh Gad Australian, there's a lot of people asking that question on Google. And I believe it is because of this show Wolf Like Me, which I guess people who have Peacock watch. I don't watch it.
Wait, hold on. Just one second. I want to play
this. I'm a 40-year-old single father who has a daughter who needs to be medicated because nobody knows how to help. I don't even know how to help her. There was an accident. She almost killed herself. I know I need to be a source of stability for her, but I don't know how much longer I can keep up this facade before she watches me drown.
He's an American in it?
This is a clip from the show, and he has an American accent. He's not playing an Australian.
Okay, it makes even less sense that he's there, I think. Why would people be asking, is Josh Gad Australian after seeing this television show?
Because maybe they think he's an Australian playing American, which Australians absolutely love to do.
That is true. So moving on, speaking of non-Australians, Leah Remini is the replacement for Matthew Morrison on So You Think You Can Dance. I feel like Leah Remini is sort of the person you could replace anything with.
Can she dance? I'm really not being rude. I cannot dance. But can she dance?
I don't know. I feel like if I were getting surgery and I showed up to the hospital and they were like, oh, sorry, Mr. Finger, Mr. Morton, cannot do your like gallbladder surgery today, but we brought in Leah. She's not a doctor, but she's a really reliable lady. And she left the church, which is tough.
She's been on the show, So You Think You Can Do Surgery. Like, I don't understand. So the idea, it's just funny because the title is So You Think You Can Dance. And what she's essentially saying is yes.
I came onto that show as a judge. I ended up winning it. What can I say?
They said, So You Think You Can Dance? And I said, probably. And then I came on the show and I won it. What can I say?
I could probably do it better than them. And I bet I can. So Timmy pointed out something that I hadn't even considered when I saw this tweet for the first time. She said, I'm thrilled to share the news that I'll be joining So You Think You Can Dance as a judge. That's a crazy sentence. I look forward to guiding these incredibly talented artists as a fan of the show and a great admirer of dancers.
Yeah, that's what
She's an admirer of dancers. Right. At least she didn't say she loves the modality of dance.
Every time I walk into dance class, that's what I say. I'm a great admirer of dance.
But the thing that Timmy pointed out was that famously, I think that kind of her CV, The number one thing on her CV is that her best friend is Jennifer Lopez. And if your best friend is Jennifer Lopez, something rubbed off on you. The dancing rubbed off on you in a way, right?
Well, she's been on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Well, who hasn't?
Okay, sure. But there is, you do learn a very, you know, thick background of dancing as a celebrity.
Course, yeah.
Yeah. And like, but you're right. I mean, it's not. Also, the thing is, so with So You Think You Can Dance, is they're all such good dancers that how you have to really know about dance to judge them. So it's like kind of annoying. You know what I mean? Like I could watch Dancing with the Stars and be like, whoop, she fell. Whoop, that's wrong. Whoop, da da da. Like, but I feel like for a show where it's dancers dancing, you need to know like technicality.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. But also, here's the thing about Leah Remini. She's a good judge figure because as a performer, I think that you want like an intimidating presence, someone that you want to impress. If Leah Remini's in the room, whatever I'm doing, I want to impress her. You know, I want to make a good impression.
Oh, me too. I generally like Remini. Her. Did you see her comments on Top Gun?
Oh, me too.
She was like, this is not, she's not having a good
she's
month.
She's like, Tom, sign, no, she hate anything
she's like, don't
related
forget
to
who it is.
Hates.
Don't forget who it is. And it's like, oh,
a helpful reminder,
right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I need to be taken down a peg. I love Mission Impossible so much. I have to remember that, you know, it is led and financed by the figurehead of a terrible cult, you know?
Fair.
It's Top Gun is also military propaganda, which is why I only
sure
gave
is.
It 4 stars and not 5 stars on Letterboxd.
Oh, that's so thoughtful of you.
I know. I wanted to give it 5. And
you
I said,
you
know
what?
This is
a 5-star movie, but I will be knocking a star off for military propaganda.
This is really just part of the military industrial complex. I cannot support it with
but
a full 5. But
did I love it.
My friend Jen came to visit us in rehearsal. It's so sweet to have her here.
All right. To the quick step. Come on.
Yeah.
You know? It just makes you feel like I can get up and dance. And dancing is the best thing in the world.
Yeah. Jennifer reminded me that this is supposed to be fun.
We have 2 updates. Quick updates. We can maybe even just potentially read
just
the headlines.
Read the
first
headlines.
One, Aaron, this is from Page 6. Aaron Rodgers' rumored girlfriend, Blue, denies, quote, identifying as a witch.
That's what all witches say. They don't want you to know they're a witch. That's so obvious.
We've all read The Crucible.
Yes.
The next one.
Black China celebrity boxing match ends in a draw after a big knockdown from her opponent, Alicia Magan.
Mm-hmm.
Boring.
China responded, maybe they should check the scores again.
The least shocking thing ever is that China's like, I dispute. I dispute. Okay, now we have a gay right, a gay wrong, and a gay huh?
Yeah, the gay right and the gay wrong are sort of intertwined. The gay huh is completely separate.
Right. So we have the gay right, which is gay rights that Rebel Wilson came out as queer.
Mm-hmm.
Did she identify as anything specifically? No. She just said, I have a girlfriend. Right. That mm-hmm. makes sense.
She said, I have a girlfriend. Her name is Ramona Agruma.
I have a girlfriend. She's another blonde woman and she's been seen with me everywhere. So a lot of people maybe put together the pieces to say, hey, maybe this is a thing. But
yes,
this is my girlfriend. Her name is Ramona and she owns a boutique. Beverly mm-hmm. Hills.
She owns a boutique that sells the types of gowns that I've been wearing a lot of lately. Because Rebel
took
Wilson
her
has
to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
But no one
yes.
noticed.
Or they noticed and they were more respectful than, let's say, the Sydney Morning Herald was.
Well, before we get to that, I just want to go. I feel like we need to do a little bit more respectful. Like, who is this woman? 6 things to
who
know
is this
before
woman?
We say,
yeah,
like, what
yeah.
makes this interesting? Because at the bottom, I put, you know, she was set up with her by their mutual friend, Australian, believe it or not, named Hugh Sheridan, who is a, believe it or not, gay actor in Australia, who mm-hmm, is okay. famous for. No stranger to guiding Cupid's arrow, the 5-bedroom star admits they've helped some other friends down the aisle. Rebel was a hard one to set up. Ramona was too, they explained. Ramona is really, really smart and speaks lots of languages. And Rebel is really, really smart. I was in New York. I just split up with my ex and I was feeling very sad. And Rebel said, I just can't imagine how you feel because I've never been in love before. And I thought, gosh, she's a hard one to crack. But then again, I had this thought, maybe I'm looking in the wrong spot. I think a woman who's that successful needs a very strong man. But a woman with a woman who's successful, maybe they just lift each other up. Then I thought of Ramona straight away. And I said, give me a minute. I told later on that it's a girl, they said, adding that the actress was willing to give it a shot.
Hey, can I talk about this marathon? You said you wanted to raise 10 grand. You were going to run nude.
Yeah, I said if we raised. Well, we didn't raise 10 grand, so I didn't do it.
Yeah, well, we didn't hear about it until now, so obviously you didn't even want
to
run
I
nude.
Think we raised about 5, so if anyone wants to pledge five grand for Australian wildlife, I'll just get naked now.
I love this story.
That's kind of, like, cool.
Because Rebel, This is from a queer person who is friends with Rebel Wilson and still isn't quite sure. I think that that's actually kind of enlightening, where it's like people who are fans of Rebel Wilson, and the reason this story kind of made the waves that it did is because no one knew really that Rebel Wilson didn't just date men, right? And so it's like, oh, she's dating a woman. That's iconic. But even Rebel's friends were like, I'm going to give this a shot.
Right.
You know, like, maybe I'll set Rebel up with a woman and see what happens. Let's see if Rebel's into it. I'm going to test the waters. The waters were comfortable. We're all like, they got right in. It's fine.
Out of the six things to know about Rebel Wilson's new girlfriend, Ramona, three things were pretty funny to me. One, she's a designer. We'll get back there in a second. Two, she attended school in Latvia. According to Ramona's LinkedIn profile, she studied at the University of Latvia.
She studied law.
And she knows English, German, Latvian, and Russian. And when I go to you, the main thing that everyone says about her is that she has this clothing line, this boutique. It's called Lemon v. Limon. Get it? Lemon v. Limon. And I love the description of it because it says it reminds me exactly of what I see Rebel Wilson doing all the time, which is going on shifty yachts. I feel like Rebel Wilson is always on a sus yacht these days.
Especially over the past 2 years, yeah.
Right? It says, Lemon v. Limon is a Los Angeles-based sustainable clothing brand designed to take you places in comfort and style. Whether you're flying fancy, yacht hopping, or simply running errands around Beverly Hills, our apparel line will keep you confidently cozy. I feel like that is Rebel Wilson's life right now.
Yeah.
You know?
This is very like Grandpa Simpson going into the Lemon v. Limon boutique, seeing that it's for flying fancy, yacht hopping, and simply running errands around Beverly Hills. I'm like, bye.
Yeah,
not for
right.
me. Not my place. So what's the gay wrong?
There's your primer on this very cute relationship. They were set up by a fellow LGBTQ plus that is gay rights, and we love it. But what came out after this was the reason why Rebel had come out with this information. Oh, I'm dating this woman who you see me with constantly, which, by the way, people were talking.
We were talking because they were Instagramming each other. We talked about it privately.
We cut it.
We didn't even talk about it.
Also, I think there was enough like chatter where it was like the people who knew knew and the people who didn't don't need to know. So Rebel says, oh, it's Pride Month. I'm queer. And everyone's like, oh, what a nice time to come out with this. But it turns out it wasn't planned.
Because also we talked about this briefly a few days ago. But in May, when Rebel's Netflix movie Senior Year came out, Rebel did a lot of press for it, including an exclusive interview with People in which Rebel talked about her new relationship,
right,
but didn't identify this woman Ramona by gender or by name, and was just like, I'm seeing someone and I'm in love and I'm really happy. And People was like, tight, love it, great. Didn't ask for details, or maybe was told, I don't really want to give those details. Like, Rebel, when given the opportunity, did not reveal this herself. And I think when that happens, media outlets have learned to be, over the past, let's say, decade, a little more sensitive. Like, when someone who is presumed to be one sexual orientation starts maybe skewing away from that orientation, there should be some caution before, or respect before, really digging into that, I guess, which is to say outing. But it's not really outing, right? Like, this is a very nuanced thing.
What happened was somebody from a gay male opinion columnist from the Sydney Morning Herald reached out to Rebel's people and said, happy Pride Month. I've noticed that Rebel's has a girlfriend, essentially, and I've gotten it confirmed by like a few different people, and I'd love to write about it. Do you have any comment? My deadline for this column is XYZ, right? He didn't hear anything back. Okay. And then she comes out with the news, oh, I have a girlfriend. And so in a way, looking at that, that's kind of, she clearly interpreted that, or her people and her interpreted that as almost a threat. If you don't come out with this, I'm going to come out with this.
We're publishing this.
But this writer, who eventually apologized and replaced his column that was defending this with a column that said, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to do this.
No, he didn't do that.
Yes, he did.
Oh, did he actually?
Yes, he did.
He fully apologized now? Oh, my God.
They removed the column and apologized over it. And so he wrote a new column called I Made Mistakes Over Rebel Wilson and We'll Learn From Them. The first column said, a note on Rebel Wilson. We would have asked the same questions had Wilson's new partner been a man. To say the Herald outed Wilson is wrong. But
well, that's a misunderstanding of what they're doing, right? Like, you You said we would have asked the same questions had Wilson's new partner been a man. Well, these are apples to oranges. It wasn't a man.
It was a
completely
man.
Different thing.
Right. So now you have a column there. That says he goes through everything that happened, and then he says, you know, I shouldn't have done that either way. I understand that was misinterpreted by her and her team as a threat to basically put out this information, when what it was, apparently, which we don't know intention, but he's saying what it was just, you want to give comment or else I'm not going to like release this. But he never said that. So they just said, oh, they came out with the news before he could do it, because they wanted to come from her and not come from some random guy in the Sydney Morning Herald.
There was I believe this is an Australian Twitter person, but was kind of the one who was sounding the alarm on this story, with the detail that, like, we reached out to Rebel and then she didn't respond, whatever. Kate Dowak, sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, but she was the one who sort of made that section of the story go viral originally. And Rebel responded to Kate's tweet and said, thank you for your comments. It was a very hard situation, but I'm trying to handle it with grace.
So then he's writing, you know, he said in the early hour, he said, my email was never intended to be a threat, but to make it clear I was sufficiently confident with my information and to open a conversation. It's not the Herald's business to out people, and that is not what we set out to do. But I understand why my email had been seen as a threat. The framing of it was a mistake.
Yeah. God, because his editor, this guy Bevan Shields, this is just like the part where he goes, we would have asked the same questions had Wilson's partner been a man. It's like, the note on Rebel Wilson seems to completely not understand what outing is. So they really went through like a little bit of education.
A higher up said, we're a newspaper. This is what we do.
This is what
we do. Then the guy who wrote the column said, no, actually, I do feel bad about this. I did not mean to like threaten this person to out them. Like, that was not my intention. But clearly, like, it does read as like, I have all this information to publish, like, please comment, or like, we're going live. Like, but it does, you know, without saying that explicitly, this is the way that things work usually. So I get why Rebel and her team were like, oh, we need to like put this out ourselves before it gets put out by them.
Yeah.
I was thinking another reason why they backed down so quickly, other than the writer himself probably being like, what the fuck, was, do you remember when Rebel Wilson won a court case against the tabloids, against Bauer Media? They make Women's Day and Australian Women's Day, et cetera, because they were saying that she was faking her age. And she sued them and she won. And she got damages because they had quote unquote like lost her jobs based on implying that she, or flat out saying that she had lied about her name, age, and other details. So this was kind of a precedent setting case, and maybe that's something the Sydney Morning Herald thought about. Meanwhile, if this was posted in Des Moines, no one would have blinked an eye. Moving on.
So that's a gay right and a gay wrong, and now let's end with the gay, huh? Someone tweeted, in a not even viral tweet, when I took the screenshot, it only had 58 likes, right? But it also had 58 responses, so whatever. Someone tweeted, if Hollywood can stop hiring non-LGBTQIA+ actors like at Lucas Gage to play LGBTQIA+ characters, that would be great. He has played 4 so far. 1 was enough, okay? Lucas Gage, who was best known for being that actor who was vaguely made fun of by a director on a Zoom audition,
he also
The White Lotus.
Was in The White Lotus. I think that's, White Lotus. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't tweet much, but he did respond to that tweet and said, at this person, you don't know my alphabet. And that person responded, then please enlighten the whole world. And Lucas said, no, heart. You don't know my alphabet, meaning, you know, which part of the LGBTQIA+ acronym do I belong to?
Mm-hmm.
He's played 4 gay roles. Latest, I think the reason this person tweeted was because he's in the new Queer as Folk, like, reboot. What do you call it? It's a reboot, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's in the reboot, and this person was mad. And Lucas Gage said, you don't know my alphabet?
Right, like, and I don't.
I don't know.
There's a lot of letters in that alphabet. He could be any one of them.
I have no idea what his alphabet is.
Right. Wait, how is that a gay, huh? Just, huh?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I still don't know his alphabet.
Who gave Lucas Gage the right to be that hot?
My mother, Paulina, thank you.
Speaking of photographers, actually, being caught doing things, Simu Liu to press charges after being harassed by aggressive autograph seekers. This feels so 2001.
Well, that's why, like, I put this here. I was like, when was the last time that somebody got mad at autograph seekers?
And then when you think about it, it's
not
like,
not that I don't believe they're aggressive.
But if someone's going to be an aggressive autograph seeker, it's someone from a fandom like Marvel. And now that Simu is in the Marvel universe, he's having to deal with these Marvel heads who are not all that respectful. I just haven't seen a story about like paparazzi anger in a while.
No, but they're not fans. He's saying
autograph hound.
They're selling the autograph. Yeah. Which, does that mean that Simu Liu is a them? Am I like, is this like up in the ante here for me?
Well,
he is everywhere recently.
He might be. He might be, actually. This may be the thing that officially tells us that he has graduated.
If people are aggressively seeking and selling his autograph, that says something to me.
Mm-hmm. I think it's tough for the same reason that it's kind of tough with Elizabeth Olsen, too. Even though I think she's pretty much there now.
You're saying
I wasn't
Marvel
convinced
fucks
just
it up.
Because, right, I wasn't convinced just because WandaVision was a hit, you know? Because these people are so much their characters.
He's like in the new Barbie. Like, there's like a lot of, he's kind of
I'm
following up the Marvel thing with as
it.
Buzzy things.
So what happened here? He tweeted, had a not great altercation at the end of my book event in Philly because he just released a memoir. Look, I'm trying to have a real moment with my audience. If you come to my events and harass me or make my fans uncomfortable, there's no chance in hell I'm going to sign for you. Don't cross the line. And apparently these people tried to cross the line. Yeah, his book is called We Were Dreamers, and it came out recently. So wow, maybe he is a them. Maybe this is it.
I mean,
this is the last time we'll talk about
Simu
Liu in the Who context.
Writing a memoir is like a real...
Lindsay, Chrishell Stouse wrote a memoir and we read it.
Okay,
the Bella Twins wrote a memoir and we read it.
He's in a movie coming up called Arthur the King, which is about an epic racer adopts a stray dog named Arthur to join him in an epic endurance race, co-starring Mark Wahlberg.
That sounds awful. That sounds so bad.
I know.
But speaking of dogs, Lindsay, speaking of people who we may not be able to talk about on this show, is Hillary Swank a who again? Why are we talking about her? Or is this just who-e?
I thought it was who-e, but is Hillary Swank a who again? You tell
is
me.
Is the two-time Oscar winner Hillary Swank a who? God.
Does that, does that like break your brain that that could be true?
I think it could be true.
Hillary Swank is literally going around town and finding lost dogs. Like, that is what she's doing currently.
In Albany. Albany.
Like, is there nothing hooier than losing your dog and then Hillary Swank found it? Come on.
This is actually such a heartwarming story because it involves someone losing their dog and doing the thing that, to me, when I think about it, when I see a sign that's like lost dog, lost cat, I get really sad because I wonder how many times does this work? If a cat is gone, if a dog is gone, what is the percentage of times that you get that cat back? And this woman loses her dog, starts driving around her neighborhood, just asking strangers, have you seen my dog? Have you seen my dog? Have you seen my dog? And finally someone goes, actually, you know what? I have seen your dog and a famous person has your dog. And she went to go get that dog. And you know who was holding her dog? Hillary fucking Swank. Hillary Swank.
I know.
It's a cute little dog. Hillary found it in Albany while shooting a movie.
The AP, the Associated Press write-up on this is very cute because it like really tells the story, and the interview they get with the person whose dog was lost is very sweet. Like at one point it says, quote, I said, who? He replied, a celebrity. Blackwell wrote, he called the person who had him and they said, she's on her way back. You'll never guess who had him. The $1 million baby herself. Quote, she's not the type of person, Blackwell said, who's going to blow the horn telling people what she did. Just like this whole story about how this woman's like, someone has my dog. And they're like, you're never going to guess who has your dog. That's right. It's none other than Hillary Swank.
Well, also, like, speaking of 20 questions, to go back to the top of the thing, how many people would it take if they were like, hey, you're never going to guess who has your dog. We can't give it back until you do. How many questions
would
it take?
We're going to play 20 questions on who has your dog. And if you get it right, you get your dog. If you don't, you simply don't get your dog back.
You don't get it. I think that this person would lose.
I think so, too. I was like, no way. And once you get out of the car, I kissed Blue and said, thank you so much. Blackwell asked Swank for her autograph, but Swank did better. They took a picture. I'd stop and ask if anyone had seen a little brown little dog. A man walked through my car and said, yes, this woman picked him up, she wrote in her post. This woman.
But Hillary Swank is an animal advocate. I read about it on dogtime.com. Beyond being famous for her film work, which has earned her 2 Academy Awards, Hillary Swank has also made a name for herself as a leading advocate for animals.
What is she doing in Albany?
She's shooting something.
Okay. Is Hillary Duff more famous than Hillary Swank now? What's going on?
This is tough. See, this is what's so hard about...
It just feels like the new generation knows who Hillary Duff is and is like, who is Hillary Swank?
To me, Hillary Swank is a them, but... I'm doing a lot of hand-wringing here. I think that if you were to tell me I don't know who Hillary Swank is, which one's Hillary Swank? I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. She's iconically Million Dollar Baby, but again? is that movie as iconic as we once thought it was?
Has it aged well?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I never liked it then.
And also, who's watching it now? Right. Like no one's like rewatching.
No one's
that
watching
movie.
That movie again. Right. The only time I've turned on Hilary Swank, Million Dollar Baby in the past is to watch the scene with Margot Martindale being terrible to her. Well,
feel like it's not a movie that anybody wants to rewatch. We all recognize that it was like a movie, like an impressive movie back then. Or maybe we didn't, but like you're right. It was kind of one of those things that
I should re-edit Million Dollar Baby to just the Margot Martindale scenes and put it on my YouTube and be like, this is the only version of Million Dollar Baby that I recognize, because that's all you need.
I'm a fighter, Mama.
Find a man, marry him. Live proper. People hear about what you're doing and they laugh. Hurts me to tell you, but they laugh at you.
They laugh at you. They laugh at you. Remember when she goes to Disney World? Remember when she comes back
no,
with the mouse?
No, see, that's
song?
The thing is I don't remember anything about that movie. That's what I'm trying
well,
to tell
you.
Is
end.
That I've never...
And then
I
Clint
know.
Eastwood goes and gets pie. See, I'm remembering too much from this movie.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe to you, it's like somehow this iconic movie, but I don't think that anyone else is out here remembering...
It's iconically bad.
Yeah. Another funny thing about this article is at the end it goes, this story has been corrected to change one instance of a misspelling of the name of Blackwell's other dog to Ladybug instead of Ladybag.
Blackwell drove around calling his name. She stumbled upon a film set asking people around if they'd seen her little blue. Someone had. They told her Hilary Swank had her dog.
And, you know, I didn't even believe it anyway, because, you know, anybody could just tell you anything.
But it was true.
This gray car pulled up, and I see blue in it. And I said, blue, you know, it's the right dog, you know what I mean? Because anybody can have a brown dog. So I was just like, oh, thank you. And I looked to the left of who was holding them. I was like, no. Nah.
There stood Hilary Swank.
She told me that, you know, they saw the dog while they were driving, and they almost hit him. So that's how they found him.
They got a photo together, which Blackwell shared online, and it spread like crazy. She says she is eternally thankful.
To find out that this celebrity has such a beautiful soul that, I mean, it was just like, she just glowed.
Who Weekly is brought to you by Squarespace. As usual, we love Squarespace.
We love Squarespace.
It's the only way we will ever have a website.
Is Squarespace. You're right. Because it's easy. Because I can update it very fast when things go crazy with tour announcing, which we might have to do relatively soon.
Might?
You said, we just came and saw you. I said, well, this is a 365 podcast. We're planning ahead.
Everyone's doing live shows these days. So all the venues are getting booked up. So we have to book our tour, which is far away, pretty soon. But we already know the dates. We're ready to update the website on Squarespace.
And we also already know how to put them on the website, which is like half the battle because it's Squarespace.
Exactly.
And we've done this for a long time and it's very, very easy.
We love Squarespace because it's very easy to update things. We love Squarespace because we have a contact form, which is the way most people get in touch with us. Even though we have a very easy to remember email address, which is whatsritaupto@gmail.com, people would prefer to just use the contact form on Squarespace because Squarespace is easy. And on our website, it's easy to find our press clippings. It's easy to find embeds of the podcast. It's easy to find anything you need to know about our podcast. So go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. It was like 70-something degrees a couple days ago. It's time to put our winter weather to bed, or in my case, under the bed.
Your linens, sweeties. It's linen season, honey.
Oh, all I want is linen all the time. I just want to be draped in linen for my entire life.
Not only am I pulling out my linen tops, my linen bottoms, my linen dresses, I'm putting on my linen sheets, I'm putting on my linen pillowcases, I'm just like, ooh, everything is linen because the weather's getting warmer. So it's time to say goodbye to jackets, sweaters, and hello to shorts, tees, and linen.
I know I should probably buy some linen shorts from Quince. I have a Quince cotton duvet cover that I really like. Ooh. And it's warm. Ooh. It's warm in the cold months and it's cool in the warm months, which is sort of where I want my bedding to be, somewhere mm-hmm. in the middle.
You know? You can get premium European linen from blouses, shorts, dresses from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. And you get it for a good price because Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, they cut out the cost of the middlemen and pass the savings on to you.
I hate middlemen. I hate middlemen.
Only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/who. Weird headline zone. Okay, did Timmy do this or did you?
No, I did. This is a new segment. I'm going to play like weird music. Time to step into the weird headline zone. This is a new segment in which I read weird headlines and we play weird music under it. We can go back and forth. We're going to read some weird headlines, okay? No explanation, okay. No further context, who's and them's, just some fucking weird headlines, okay? This is from Just Jared. Post Malone reveals the most cigarettes he smoked in a day, parentheses, and the number is huge.
This is from E! News, exclusive. Jennifer Aniston explains the exclusive. Jennifer Aniston explains the ingenious reasons she keeps a cooler in her car.
Ooh. This is also from E! This is very dark. Scott Eastwood's golf essentials are game-winning Father's Day gifts for dad.
Oh my god. Daily Mail. God, I screen grabbed this myself just for me. Michelle Pfeiffer drops in on an Instagram to share a selfie as she enjoys her quote first cup of coffee in a year.
Here's one from across the pond. Quote, I wouldn't cover my eyes if it was on TV. Love Island star Luca Bish's grandmother admits she's given him her blessing to have sex in the villa after he recoupled with
And finally, from the Daily Mail, Olivia Munn reveals she spilled a container of baby formula, .. during a nationwide shortage. Don't mean to make light of that, but...
And that was the weird headline
weird
zone.
Weird headline zone.
Weird headline zone.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, moving on. Good segment.
I love weird headline zone.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's good.
It's a new concept.
Okay, let's do relationships. Ew, divorced.
We have lots of breakups today. I don't really understand what's in the water, but it is disgusting. Did you hear there's like a viral... Okay, actually, this will kill you if I tell you this.
If you talk about monkeypox, I'm going to fucking scream.
There's
what?
There's like a stomach bug, a viral stomach bug being passed around New York City.
Like a norovirus?
Yeah. So wash your hands, everyone. If you live in New York City, don't put your hands in your mouth.
Wait, why is that brought up with relationships?
Oh, I don't know.
What about Julianne Hough is reminding you of the
Didn't
norovirus?
Didn't you say something? Wait.
Did I?
How did it relate to that? I swear I had a reason to share that with you. Anyways.
I don't. Well, while you're editing it, see if there's a connection because I don't remember one.
Flashback.
Lots of breakups today. I don't really understand what's in the water, but it is disgusting. A lot of breakups going on. First one we have is Julianne Hough is officially divorced. I don't know why we need to mention this. She's officially divorced. It's like paperwork.
Well, it's finally over. We've been waiting for years for this.
Right. Okay. And he literally has a new fiance who's blonde. Oh, the woman who's like the CrossFit. She's a CrossFit
Katrine Tanja. Yeah, anyway, good job, Brooke Luch.
Yeah. Incredible.
Jules Hough was like doing Tony Award stuff last night. I saw her all over my feed.
Oh, her last name is David's daughter. Remember that? She's like Icelandic.
Oh, David's daughter.
Yeah,
yes, we love that.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Breaking up, also a couple we literally talked about last episode.
Week.
I'm annoyed at this because I'm like, we spent so much time researching this.
Ari Lennox and Married at First Sight's Keith Manley II break up. She seemingly confirmed their relationship 1 week ago. Never forget, she seemingly appeared to confirm their relationship with cuddled up Instagram photos. And this People exclusive lead is Ari Lennox is single for the summer. Just in time, honestly. The solstice is what, in a week?
They date for 1 week? I like truly am just so confused. Like, okay, moving on. Like, that's it?
Maybe she was listening to Who Weekly and she was like, what am I thinking? And then just was like, we're ending this. We're done. Why am I dating a Married at First Sight star?
Grand closing, Ari Lennox and MAFS star Keith Manley are already over. At least the headlines agree with us. They're like, we just reported on this new one.
Okay, then another breakup. I think this is the last breakup.
This is funny, Timmy. Timmy said, quote, me making a bad joke. Headline, Scott Disick and Rebecca Donaldson have split after 2 months of dating. They were, quote, never serious.
This pissed me off because the Daily Mail posted this news with Scott Disick, 39, and British model Rebecca Donaldson, 27, split after just 2 months of casually dating. And then they used the ripped image. They showed a photo of them on the premiere of the red carpets, the premiere of the Kardashian red carpet, and they put the split PNG right between them. And I was like, I don't think this relationship warrants a split graphic.
I'm
Do you
just
agree?
Surprised they even have a photo of them to put a split in. Like, these, you
it's
know what I mean?
Only
like,
one.
It's crazy. And now, immediately after, Scott Disick holds hands with a mystery blonde and helps her into a car during an evening out in Los Angeles, following his split from British model Rebecca Donaldson. And what's really funny about this is that in these photos, you literally can only see the fact that she's a blonde. Her face is like almost to the point like it's a joke. Like it's a joke on a TV show.
It's Cousin It, where as he turns, it's like it's fully Cousin It.
It's kind
There's
of incredible.
Every single side of her face.
You can only see the fact that she has blonde hair, this woman.
Have you seen that TikTok of the guy who can like tell exactly where a street view is in like 2 seconds?
Yeah, I have the like the geo fencer guys. Or the geo.
There's definitely someone on TikTok. Exactly, geofencer. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely someone on TikTok who can figure out who this woman is. So if you are one of those people with that set of skills, identify with hairline.
She's probably like the most random woman alive, you know? Like there's no way that she's anyone that anyone would recognize. If this was Katy Perry, I'd clock her in a minute, you know? Like I would know.
Okay. I was wrong about there being no more breakups. There is one.
This one's incredible. Top Gone. Tom Cruise and Hayley Atwell split just weeks after intending premiere together. Oh my God. This fake ass couple.
They've never been together. They've never been together once in their lives.
Stand it. And not only have they never been together, the article itself tries to combat the fact that no one thinks that they're together.
Hayley Atwell, but this is very much like this is a British thing, caring about this couple because she is British. Hayley Atwell, okay. Who's in the new, I guess she's most famous for like what? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah. She's a Marvel or
Mission,
action.
Some Marvel stuff.
And now
some
she's
Marvel
in Mission
stuff.
Impossible, right?
Agent Carter, right. Now she's in Mission Impossible, Death Stranding. Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1 with Tom Cruise. And when this movie started shooting, the rumor mill was that he was dating Hayley Atwell. The same thing happened when they shot Mission Impossible Fallout, that he was dating Vanessa Kirby. And Vanessa Kirby was like, no, I'm not.
That was the best thing to
right?
ever happen.
Remember that?
That was incredible. Vanessa and the fact that they're still trying this again after that flop of a PR push, like it's unbelievable mm-hmm. to me. Meanwhile, Vanessa
Tom
Kirby
Cruise,
is still
quote,
in the movies. They didn't get rid of her.
Right. Well, she was like the high point of Fallout and a movie with many, many high points. Tom Cruise, quote, splits from girlfriend Hayley Atwell weeks after she supported him at Top Gun Maverick premiere as they decide they're, quote, better as friends. They are not a couple.
I just can't. It's like she went to the Top Gun premiere to, quote, purely support the actor.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
In spite of some rumors to the contrary, it was never just for the cameras. Well, if you have to say that, it definitely was.
This is short. Diddy and Young Miami have finally confirmed that they're dating, but he confirmed this on her show that is on her platform, Revolt. So she has a show called Carisha Please, okay? Because that's her name, Carisha. It's not Young Miami on her, you know, her birth certificate. Mm-hmm. So one of her guests on her new show is Diddy. And Diddy finally said, we're dating.
They're in
but
like
he refers to himself as single.
Dating relationship.
Yes, of course. They're very, very casually dating. And he is very clear to be like, we hang out all the time. We travel. We date. But I consider myself to be single, which is, I think, helpful. You know,
but it is nice.
It's honest.
He said, he also said, you're one of like the realest people I've ever met. And you're authentically yourself. You're a great mother and a great friend. We just have a good time.
So are you ready to get in the smoke?
Yeah, let's get to smoke.
What's up? You ready?
Yeah, let's smoke it up.
So when you woke up and we were trending, like, what's up? How you felt about that? What it was about?
I mean, it was messy. You know what I'm saying? It was messy and I just, you know, it was one of those days, you know? And so had to polish things up, had to press the reset button. Mm-hmm. Boom, and keep it moving. So I'm not trying to get messy, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to just live my life and have a good time and stay out the way, but do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Okay, so you acting bad.
Acting all the way bad.
So what the fuck you got going on? What's your mean? Like? What's your relationship status? You Mr. Act Bad.
I'm single, you know. I'm single, but I'm dating. I'm just taking my time with life.
All right. So what we is?
We date. We dating. We go have dates. We friends. Okay. We go to exotic locations. We have great times. We go to strip clubs, church.
Church.
Church. I'm gonna take you to church.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, like, what you like about me?
It's nice that he gave the interview to her on her show. I mean, it's glad that they both got to essentially, like, make money off of this non-news news, you know?
He was promoting his, not just, like, giving himself some personal news. He was promoting his network.
Doesn't
his
he own Revolt? Platform. Yeah, I mean, that's, like, yeah, his, it's his thing. It's his thing. So he had to go on her show and be like, well, yes, and also, well, no.
Exactly.
Inspiring.
And then we have this, which is also short. Eric Dane is single. He's single.
He was interviewed by Andy Cohen, and Andy was like, you getting any DMs? And he's like, yeah, lots of dick pics. And Andy Cohen's like, cool. And he's like, well, and Andy Cohen's like, cool. It's kind of fun.
Well, he's like, I don't really want to join apps. It's complicated. The interview is actually kind of like awkward. It's weird. Like Eric Dane is like, I'm miserable. And Andy's like, come on, it's fun though. And he's like, no, not really. It's miserable. And Andy's like, but it sounds fun. Dick
and
pics.
And he's like, you get unsolicited dick pics? That's cool. And he's like, well...
I love this because I was going to put that in the relationship section as single Eric Dane because I thought it was funny and someone had already done it. Was it you or Timmy?
Oh, it was me. Talks about DMs he gets. I do like that they just pasted in the transcript. They really didn't do any sort of explaining here. They just said, either watch the video or not. It's just like a video. I'll play it here. We don't even really need to talk about it anymore.
Are you single?
I'm single, yeah.
You are. Are you on Instagram?
I am on Instagram, yes.
Your DMs
are firing.
Be explosive.
Listen, Andy, that is a dark alley that I don't go down alone.
For real?
For real, I get lots of dick pics.
You get lots of dick pics, but don't you get women sending you stuff too?
No, I get dick pics.
No.
I think guys now assume that I'm going the other way, which is fine. I've seen a lot of ugly penises. I've seen a lot of pretty ones.
Wow.
A red carpet debut, one of the most boring relationship categories, but I did not know about this person. Ryan Seacrest. Did I know about this person? Now I'm thinking, maybe I did know about this person. Ryan Seacrest and girlfriend Aubrey Page make red carpet debut at Jennifer Lopez movie premiere.
I didn't know that they hadn't made their debut yet.
Yeah. She tweeted, Instagrammed, 23 weeks ago, a photo with Ryan Seacrest and herself that says, safe to say, the best part of 2021 was meeting the most incredible man. Wishing everyone love, happiness, safety, and health in 2022. Weird that she posted a photo with Ryan Seacrest. Who do you think the incredible man is?
Okay, I just could not believe the comments. Like, I actually felt bad. Like, the comments are so fucking brutal. They're really mean. Ryan doesn't want to be married. He's single and will always be single. Like, it was just very weird.
He looks like her dad. He looks like her dad. Everyone's like, he looks like her dad. He looks like her dad.
Every new girl thinks she's the one he'll marry. Nope, he's not the marrying type. It's like, okay, like, relax.
Who is Aubrey Page? She's just a model, right? Isn't that her thing?
Yeah, we did talk about her briefly. She is a lot younger than him.
Okay, meanwhile, Ryan Seacrest was in the news recently because he was hosting American Idol and everyone was like, we can see your dick.
What?
And American Idol producers made him change his underwear because his dick was very clearly visible on live ABC television. And he talked about it with
Kelly
Ripa.
Was it really visible?
Like, yeah, I pasted in the photo.
Let me see. Hold on. Wait.
Right in this photo from American Idol live. It's like there. It's like saying hello to the pants.
Well, it's like in his pants, but it's also like, oh, what kind of pants did they put him in?
He goes, apparently America voted and decided there was anatomy in the shot.
That's funny.
And he had to switch his underwear.
Anatomy.
So, the show starts live. Oh. Miles is in charge of the suits that I put on, right? He makes sure that everything's lined up and buttoned. Oh, and no. You know when you go to a commercial and they go,
Could I tell you something?
What?
We need to change your underwear.
I said, what do you mean we need to change my underwear? Apparently, America voted and decided that there was anatomy in the shot. And I said, well, Miles, I didn't bring any extra underwear. He says, don't worry, I've got mine.
No. No.
No. Yes.
No.
Yes, it was the middle of a live show.
Nope.
He had these.
Change the camera shot. Crotch up.
I gotta tell you.
Move it up.
He's English, so he has shorter, tighter ones. And so we go backstage during the commercial and find a little corner, and I'm literally taking off my pants, off my underwear, and putting his on.
No. No.
Guys, anything for the show, right?
Oh God, these relationships, there are too many to talk about.
I'm sorry, this one's funny. Did you know the Top Gun, oh my God, the Top Gun heiress. Do you know the Top Shop heiress is pregnant and dating a guy who owns a yachting company? I just thought that was so funny. It's like, who do you, well, it's very much like, who am I supposed to meet? I'm just the Top Shop heiress. It's like the guy who owns the yachting company.
Well, what makes it especially funny is that she got all these international headlines for dating the hot felon, and then she dumps his ass, and then it's like, I don't belong with hot felon. I belong with someone
who's the CEO of yachting. Yachts. Yeah.
Well, I need the yacht guy.
She did have a kid with Hot Felon, so it wasn't she was kind of, and now she's having a kid with the CEO of Royal Yacht Brokers Company, a worldwide Monaco-based yacht brokerage agency. Oh my God.
Where else would you base your yacht brokerage agency other than Monaco, right?
Yachting means lots of things in the lore of Hollywood gossip, but he's actually somebody who owns yachts anyways.
Timmy found an Instagram that linked out to a story about this yachting brokerage, and it says, Tommaso Chiabra and Manuel Diella, who is this guy Chloe Green is seeing, entered the world of yachting to freshen it up and revive a certain allure that seemed lost. Read more on themakermagazine.com or whatever. And Timmy was like, the link to the story is dead, but I so wish I could read this and see what allure has been lost about yachting.
They claim the allure has been lost.
I'm with you, Timmy. I gotta know why the allure has been lost. I didn't realize that the allure had been lost.
You don't need to know why or how. Just know that the allure has been lost. I'll tell you why the allure has been lost. Climate change. My God. Now that we know about that, we can't enjoy yachting anymore.
Poppy Delevingne has fallen for her best friend, Ty Wood, the son of Rolling Stone Ronnie and his ex-wife, Joe.
But you know who Ty Wood dated in the past? Rita Ora.
Rita Ora.
2017. Yeah, Rita Ora. She's not that rock and roll, but Ty likes it. That's weird. That's weird. That's a weird one.
Rita Ora dating Tyrone Wood, son of Rolling Stones rocker Ronnie. Yeah. Ronnie.
He also dated Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
And Daisy Lowe, a.k.a. like all the British people I know.
Which one's Daisy Lowe?
Daisy Lowe is the model whose father is Gavin... Gwen Stefani's.
Right.
Ex.
Okay. Yes.
From Bush.
Yes.
Why do I just keep thinking DeGraw? My brain is so broken. Not Gavin DeGraw.
Rossdale.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Daisy Lowe, fashion model. Pearl Lowe is the mom. Right, right, right. The fashionista, the designer. Okay. Speaking of Rita, oh my God.
Oh my God.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
The word of the week is this a Timmy? The word of the week is imminent. It's wild. Imminent is in practically all of the headlines about Rita Ora this week. Well, the ones in the Daily Mail.
Word of the week is imminent.
Let's read these back and forth. Rita Ora commands attention in a neon green crop top and PVC maxi skirt as she exits restaurants with pals, ... ahead of, quote, imminent wedding to Taika Waititi.
That's what they're saying. That's when you know that they don't know when it is or even if it's real. It's imminent. Getting wedding ready, Rita Ora shows off her toned figure in a crop top and leggings as she completes an intense workout, ... ahead of her imminent nuptials to Taika Waititi.
Rita Ora stuns in a knitted ensemble while teasing, quote, something is up her sleeve, dot, 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 as she is set to tie the knot, quote, imminently with Bo Taika Waititi.
Rita Ora's Bo Taika Waititi shares a friendly conversation with her ex-fling, Andrew Garfield, at Time 100 Gala as it's revealed singer will marry director imminently.
Oh, my God.
I realized something that I texted you guys over the weekend,
what?
Which is that I know this is a very heteronormative thing, but Taika Waititi's birth name is Taika David Cohen. When I tell you his name is Taika David Cohen. So Rita Ora, if she were to take his last name, which I know she won't, I know that's outdated and I know it's silly, but let's just say for the sake.
Rita Ora Cohen.
She's Rita Cohen. Her name is Rita. Her name would be Rita Cohen. She could be related to me.
With an H or no H?
With an H. It's one of the most holy so Jewish funny. Names. It's one of the most holy Jewish names. Rita Ora Cohen.
Can't really use that in the New York Times crossword much anymore, right? She'd never get rid of Ora.
Well, because Rita Ora is not
O-R-A
her.
Is so good for it.
But Rita Ora is not her birth name either. So her birth, well, no, her birth name is Rita Sachu Ora, born Rita Sachu. No, their last name is Sachu.
Oh, it is Sachu.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Probably pronounced incorrectly. Apologies. Sorry, this is killing me. It's like the most shocking thing ever.
Taika
David Cohen. I can't. Taika David Cohen. Waititi is his mom's maiden name, so it is part of his like heritage, but it is
it's
like
his name.
But his father's last name is Cohen.
Taika David Cohen. Rita Cohen would be so funny.
Rita Cohen.
No one changes her. No one changes
no,
her.
No, I know it's, I'm 100% positive it's not going to happen, but I do pray that it would. So that's my news of the week about Rita, is that she's going to be Rita Cohen. What else we got here?
Yeah. If they had kids, though, which name do you think they'd go with? That's the fun part. What do you do? Do you combine them? Do you hyphenate them?
I know. Do they even have a couple name? Speaking of that, people don't call them a couple name.
Ritaika?
That's Taikora.
It's a little boring. Taikora. We need to think of a better one.
You got to think of a better one.
And we are done. Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Call in at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our Friday show, Who's There? Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for bonus episodes, a Discord server, an occasional newsletter, commentaries sometimes, and more. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We love your ratings and reviewings. Thank you to Katie and Eric of The Who's for providing our Rita theme song. Thank you to Timmy, our research and editorial assistant, for researching and editorializing. Great editorializing today, Timmy. Just great stuff. And we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
You will drain it. Yo, they wanna know. Hey. Mia. Hey. Mia. Come on.
Hey. I want to be famous.